The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Kisetze is, amongst other many halachic topics, the nature of the institution that we call marriage, the bond between a man and a woman, husband and wife, is described halachically, interestingly enough, for the first time, almost by the end of Chamishah Chumshat Torah. In straightforward legal concepts, the Pasuk tells us, in Perek Chavdal, Ki ikach ish isho ba'olo, a man takes a woman and he lives with her, V'hoyim loysin tzachem be'enov, ki motza bo ervas dover, he finds in her something that's objectionable. To live with her, it's called dovor, which is significant. He writes a sefer krisus. He writes what we call a get. He sends her out. Every one of these words is significant in the halachas of gittin, as described in Maseches Gittin and as brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Halachas Gittin. And then the pasuk continues. This is really the only place where we find the Torah describing the kicha of the isha, the process of marriage is not just an agreement, but it's a kinyan. And Maseches Kedushin is the Masechta that primarily discusses the kinyonim, ha'isha niknas bekesef shtar bebiyah. And it's also the primary source of the dinim of how to dissolve the marital bonds, which is only... Well, death can do us part, but the only way to willingly dissolve a marriage is only with a get, which is the shtar, which is codified in the Torah. There are many types of shtars. A person can write a shtar on a choiv. A person can write a shtar to underscore and to enforce a business, a sale, a business deal, a sale, an employer-employee relationship. The only shtar that's really described in the Torah is the Shtar of Gittin. It's the prototype of Shtaros, to the point where Maseches Gittin has many of the halachas of Shtaros that are to be found in all different areas of halacha. What I'd like to do is I'd like to discuss something that's mishutif, something that's that both of these processes have in common, and one area where this also of dissolving some type of marital bond, where this distinction, where there's a separate area in halacha, does not, curiously enough, does not appear. And this is the institution of two edim. We know that whereas in matters of issa v'heter, as serious and far-reaching as they might be, the kashrus of a town mikveh, which is negeh, the kashrus of every Jewish family, the kashrus of all the food in town, all the shechita in town, all these advarim chamurim ad moed, and they are, in the strict halachic sense, to be decided erechen and bisurim. At the same time, the dinim of mominus, even if it's a din Torah on a dollar, has to be gepaskind in a bezdin. You can't go to a rov, let that rov be as great as he might be, the godol hador. He does not have validity as a yochid to paskin dinim mominus between two parties. Dinim mominus properly is paskin by a bezdin, by a panel. Dovah shebe'erva as well has certain characteristics that in order to be made on anything that's negeh, breaking or dissolving a marriage bond, it has to be done by two edim. The same way there's a din of a bezdin, there's a din of two edim. Ed echad is not nemon in the iser of momen. Is not nemon also as well in the din of dovah shebe'erva. We learn out, the pasuk says, ervas dovor, the dinim of arayis, the dinim of breaking or creating marital bonds is called dovor. And the Torah says also, al pishnai medim yokum dovor. Dovor refers to dinim momenus, it refers to dovah shebe'erva. That's one level of truth. The judicial process that can decide, paskin, and rule and clarify on dinei dovah shebe'erva and momen is two edim and a bezdin. Interesting, it's not clear whether you need it. You certainly don't need a bezdin to create a marital bond. Whether you need a bezdin or not to create, the minig is that a get is given in front of three dayanim, but it does not seem to be biblical nature. It does not seem to be midiraisa. What's interesting enough is Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that a get should be given. You look at the pasuk over here, that the get was given bibeidino. What exactly the source of that is, it doesn't have a clear source in all of Maseches Gittin. That's something else. But what is true in the pasuk that we just mentioned, our Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dover, is that the wording of the pasuk is not just referring to the judicial process of ruling, clarifying if there's doubt as to a marital status or a dissolving of a marital status, as well as any doubt in Dine Momenis, but it refers to the creation of that thing itself. The pasuk says, "Al pishnayim edim yokum dover." With two edim, that dover, that institution, will be created. What does that mean? This is the halacha that we refer to as edei kiyum. Edei kiyum means that edus, whereas if somebody throws a rock through somebody else's window, it would seem to be quite clear that the mazik is chayiv, whether there are two edim there or not. In order for the nizik, for the victim of the broken window, to prove his case in Bezdin, he'll need recourse. He'll need to be able to bring two kosher witnesses into Bezdin. But not that that will create the choiv itself. A marriage, however, a kiddushin that's performed in front of, not in front of two edim, if it's performed privately between a husband and a wife, has no validity. The kimas hadover, the creation of the marital bond, the chalois kedushin, the kinyan, can only be made in front of two edim. This is what's referred to as edim kiyum. We might ask ourselves, the halacha is that if various edim come into Bezin, let's say they're saying something about dine momenis, and three edim come in, and it turns out that one of them is a korov of one of the parties, not only do we disqualify his edus, but we say, nimtza echem mehem korov apostle, we throw out the whole edus. All of them are considered part of one body of witnesses that has illegality. We throw out the whole thing. So the same thing should be true by every chasana. We should say that there's always, hopefully, there's always kroivim, there's always close relatives of the chasana and the kala by the chuppah that apostle lehoid. How could that be edus? That's a discussion. And that is why, because of concerns as to that, is why the Misadi Kedushin tells the Chosin under the Chuppah to be Miyached Edim, to designate two specific people as Edim, and not to consider the other people witnesses. In order that it's not one group witnessing relatives and non-relatives, but it's two specific people, they are the witnesses that create the marriage. So this is an interesting halacha. The two Edim create the marriage. The same is true, by the way, on a divorce. The two Edim create the divorce. Which two Edim? There are two Edim on the get. But here we enter an area of controversy. A get is a document, a deed of divorce written by the husband, or it can be written by the husband shliach, which is usually the case. The sofer is designated the shliach of the baal. They write the what creates the legal status of this document, that it creates a divorce, is when it's handed over to the wife. So the divorce is not the just writing up the document. The divorce, like every, I could write up a shtar mechira, I go to my lawyer and draft a deed that gives over ownership of my house, my business, and so on and so forth to my children, or anybody I want. I could draft an agreement that says that I will give $250,000 to a charitable foundation. Until I actually hand over that deed, it's not legal. It doesn't have legal power. When I hand it over, the handing over creates the document beyond the one who can bring that into Bezdin. That's what gives the deed its legal validity to create that sale, to create that kinyan. The same is true by get. Where do we need the two edim on the get that are the yokum dovor of the dissolving of the marital bonds? Is it in the get itself? Two edim sign the get? This is the shita of the Tana Reb Meir. This is known through all the Maseches Gittin by the terminology of edei chasima karsi. Reb Meir, the Tana Reb Meir says, edei chasima, the edim that sign the get itself, they are the ones, karsi, who create the krisus, who create the dissolving of the marital bonds. Rebbe Lezer, the Tana Rebbe Lezer holds, edim mesira karti. The deed theoretically can be written, and it can be handed over. If there are Edim that see the deed being handed over, being that that's what creates the dissolution of the marriage, then the Edim that see it handed over, they are the Edim on the get. Edim Mesira, guys, the ones who see the Mesira, the transfer of the shtar. And the Gemara tells us that according to the Tanur of Elazar that holds Edim Mesira Karati, the only reason why Edim signed the shtar, those are not the Edim that create the halachic validity. They are not the Edikim on the Gerushin. The Edikim on the Gerushin are the ones who see the giving over of the shtar. They're the ones who create the validity of the shtar. However, we sign Edim on the shtar in order that later on, let's say the woman wants to get married and there's nobody who knows. We know at one point she was an Eishes Ish and there's doubt as to her new halachic status as an unattached woman, as a woman who can get married. So she brings the shtar with the edim on the shtar just to firm up that she didn't write the shtar herself. It's just there for technical reasons, for her support later on, but it does not create the gerushin. That being said, what's hard to understand is that the Rambam, Paskins, Eide Misira Karsi, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, "Umitnayin sheitneu lo bifne edim," that it has to be given in front of edim. Harei oimer al pishnayim edim v'shloisha edim yokum dover. The yokum dover, the dissolution of the marriage, is created by the edim standing over there. It's not just that the edim are there to prove it; the edim are there to create it. That's the edim that are standing there. And still, the halach is the Rambam says if there are edim that are signed on the shtar, even if no edim saw the giving over the shtar, the halach is the get is good. And the question is, how does that work? The Edim that create the Gerushin have to be the Edim on the Mesiras Hashtar. This is a question that's asked by all the Rishonim. This also seems to be the opinion of the Rif, this dichotomy. Kher doesn't fit. And the Ran, in the end of Gittin, the famous piece in Daf Pei Vov, explains that when Edim signed the Shtar, they're actually Edim on the witnessing of the transfer of the Shtar. Why is that? Edim sign on a shtar, what they're being made is that this shtar was written with the consent, support, and authorization of the Baal. It wasn't written by just anybody. It wasn't written behind the Baal's back. We sign, we affirm that this shtar was written, that was written by the Baal or by an agent of the Baal, by a shliach of the Baal. If we thereafter see this shtar, biyad ho'isha, it's quite evident, right, barring suspicion of foul play, but what we see in front of us as the natural reaction when we see the shtar biyad ha'isha is that we understand from the fact that a signed deed which was biyadi, which was written by the husband, is now biyad ha'isha, it's evident that he gave it over to her willingly. So seeing the shtar biyad ha'isha, the edim that are signing on the shtar, it's a chiddush. The edim that are signing on the shtar when it's biyad habal are actually, when the shtar is biyad ha'isha, testimony that the shtar was transferred from the husband to wife. That's also edikim. The edikim don't have to be witnessing the giving over. Of course, when there's chalila, when there's a get, we do Eidei Chesim and Eidei Mesira, we cover all our bases, but b'di'evid, post facto, if it was done this way, Eidei Chesim, and now the Eidei Chesim are made on the Mesira, because the get is biyad ha'isha, that's enough. This is the Chiddush of the Ran, in interpretation of the Rambam, and the Rif's position. We'll point out one last thing. Also in this Pasha, we have the Pasha of Yibum. Yibum is also a dissolution of marital bonds, because somebody who dies without children, his wife is bound to her brother-in-law. This is not just a din, because there's a mitzvah of yibum. And until chalitza is performed, which allows her to be muteres l'shuk, it's just an isav heter, but it's an actual, the chalitza actually affects a dissolution of marital bonds. The Gemara calls the marital bonds between a woman and her potential yovam. The Gemara understands that that is a form to a marital bond. The Gemara calls that zika. Zika means there's an attachment between the two of them. For instance, The Gemara says that he is not allowed to marry, the Yavam is not allowed to marry his potential Yavamas. It's his sister-in-law. And it was his brother, his deceased brother's wife. Her sister is no relative. It's like two brothers marrying two sisters. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not related to your brother's wife's sister. You're mechutanim, but you're not related. Two brothers are allowed to marry two sisters. But once that Zika, by death of one brother, creates a Zika, potential relationship between a Yavama and a would-be Yavam, they're related, that there's a bond between them that's strong enough to disallow, to ask him from marrying her sister. Because her sister, the one that's his Yavama, is connected to him. There's a Zika between the two of them. The Chalitza dissolves that. Chalitza creates the dissolution of the bond between the Yom and the Yavam, allows her to go to the Shul. That seems to be clear. What's interesting is that the Rambam, Muki Yosef, talks about this, but the Rambam seems quite clear that you do not need Ede Kiyum to see the Chalitza. You do not need Ede Kiyum to see the Chalitza or to see the Yibum. And the question is, why not? And the way Reb Chaim, in the Chiddushah Reb Chaim Alevi ala Rambam, Hilchos Yibum explains this, is because Kiddushin and Gerushin is something that's created by the husband and the wife. Kiddushin, Bertzoin, Ha'isha, the Baal creates the marital bond. It's a kinyan. The same way you create, it's not by force, the kinyan that you create with the field that you're buying is something you create. You create the kinyan with your wife. Or, dissolving the marriage, he gives her the get Baal Korchi, he creates it. Being that it's something that the Baal and the Isha create, so the Torah made part of that process that the creation of it has to be in front of Edim that could thereafter affirm it in Bezdin. That's the Exeris HaKosav that we're describing called Ede Kiyum. Yibum v'chalitza is the Torah created the bond between these two people, and the Torah said that if he lives with her, Ubo'olel, so then that bond, which is Torah mandated, is now consummated. It's not him. The Gemara says very clearly in the fifth parak of Yevamos, the sixth parak of Yevamos, Habal Yevimtoi, Ben B'Shagig, Ben B'Meisid, the halach is his kinder. Because it's not a kinyan that's created of his will. The Torah mandates that marriage comes about when the Yevam takes the Yevamo, even if he has no idea what he's doing. The halach is that bond is created. Chalitza has to be done midas. But Chalitza is not a process that the Yovam creates. The Yovam dissolves the marriage. When the Yovam does the Chalitza, the Torah, it's above the two of them. It's not something that's done by the two of them. It's done by Hashemayim, and therefore there is no Halacha of Ede Kiyum. That's to round out this discussion of Ede Kiyum. What seems to be quite clear on a Hashkofa level is that all these marital bonds or dissolution of marital bonds, all these things have some type of shaykhs, even chalitza that doesn't have ADQ, does have that it has to be done in front of a bezin. The pasuk clearly describes that. They have to go to bezin, they have to do it. It has to be done in public. The halacha of ADQ, a marriage cannot be created in private. A marriage has to be created in the public forum. There have to be edim there that can afterwards say edus in bezin. And the implication seems clear. Relationships, marital relationships, in the Jewish perception, is not a private affair. It's not that what goes on in your marriage is public, but a marriage, by definition, is something that has to do with a rabbim. In the sense, maybe the way we would define that is that we see our marriages as a continuation, a continuum of doiros. And therefore, every marriage brings together families. It's a continuum of a rabbim. It's a continuation of Klal Yisrael. It's a continuum of families that are now bound together by bonds, by marital bonds. In that sense, the creation of the marriage has to be created to a certain extent in the public arena. What goes on afterwards between a husband and wife is totally private. But the creation of the marital bond is a public affair. And it has to be treated as such. And that's why our weddings are public affairs also. Other simchas a person can make on a very private scale. But a wedding, the meaning by Klal Yisrael is to make a large scale wedding. Of course, Corona Chinuch included, what we've learned is that what's real in a public way is not necessarily the fluff, the glitter, the noise, the hundreds of people, the many-pieced band, and so on and so forth. What's real is the seriousness that we treat our marriages with. Our marriages are a continuum of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is a rabbin. We're not yechidim. And therefore, anything that affects or creates or takes apart a marital bond is something that shaykh to Edekim. Shem should help us that the familial bonds that we have that create the Kiddusha of Klal Yisrael should be Dvorim Shel Kayomo, should be Binyonim Shel Kayomo. Firm and strong foundations should give us firm and strong houses, families, and marriages, Be'ez Hashem.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.